My guest at this time is Virginia Republican Congressman Bob Goodlatte. He represents the Old Dominion 6th Congressional District and is one of the lead sponsors on a major piece of legislation that will hit the House floor this coming week, and that is a proposed balanced budget amendment to the U.S. Constitution. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you and your listeners, Greg.
Well, this was part of the deal that came out of the debt ceiling agreement earlier this year, that there would at least be a vote in the House and Senate on this. Describe your role in this and how you decided which version of the amendment to bring to the floor this week.
Well, you're right. There will be a vote in the House and the Senate based upon the agreement as a part of the Budget Control Act. And if either the House or the Senate passes a particular version, the other body has to vote on it. And that played a role, I think, in the consideration of the House members in which one they wanted to bring up. The leadership decided that they wanted to consult the members of the Republican Conference. So we had a meeting a week ago, and they were very outspoken in terms of wanting to bring up a balanced budget amendment that has a chance of passing. And for any amendment to the Constitution to pass, it has to have bipartisan support because it requires a two-thirds majority, 290 votes. And therefore, what we're looking at is the same balanced budget amendment that the House voted on and passed in 1995. Received 300 votes then, including 72 Democrats, and it failed in the Senate by one vote. It hasn't been voted on in the House since then. They brought it up in the Senate again 2 years later in 1997, failed by one vote again then. So this is the first time it's been brought up in all those years. The public has been demanding it, and the public strongly supports it. Most polls show that 75-80% support, and across the board, Democrats, Independents, and Republicans believe the federal government should live within its means. So I'm excited about it, but we have a steep hill to climb to get to 290 votes.
Congressman, contrast where we stand now with 1995. In some ways, it's pretty similar. They had a Democratic president. Republicans had just taken control, at least of the House. And in the case of 1994-95, it was both chambers for the Republicans. You got 300 votes then, as you mentioned. How optimistic are you that you can get to the 290 this time around?
Well, we're working very hard, and we have a lot of Democrats, in fact, dozens of Democrats who either co-sponsored it or indicated their intention to vote for it. And we're working in a very bipartisan way to try to find 50 or more Democrats to support it. But we still have a ways to go.
In terms of deciding which one you wanted to bring to the floor, you mentioned it was the one with the best chance to get the two-thirds majority in the House. There are some, particularly on the right, who during the debt ceiling debate and in other parts of this larger debate on America's fiscal health have said that a balanced budget amendment should mandate a couple of things, most prominently of which ought to be a specific percentage of GDP in order to avoid folks just cranking up spending as much as possible, and then raising taxes to balance that out. They don't want it to be balanced in a sky-high type of way on the balance sheet. They want to bring spending down. What do you tell folks who are worried that this might lead to that?
Well, I very much like that amendment. In fact, I introduced it on the first day of this Congress. I introduced H.J. Res 1, which included a supermajority to raise taxes and a spending cap, and H.J. Res 2, which is this 1995 version that we're going to vote on. And what I say to them is that if I had a choice myself between the two, I would pick H.J. Res 1, but it has never gotten the kind of bipartisan support that's needed to pass. And so with only one Democrat co-sponsoring that amendment, and five of them voted on a version of it back in July when we had the cut, cap, and balance spending measure related to the debt limit, it just doesn't get the 50 or more Democrats that you need to pass. So what we're really talking about is not a choice between H.J. Res 1, the supermajority balanced budget amendment, and H.J. Res 2, the historic one we voted on in 1995. What we're really talking about is H.J. Res 2 putting the principle that you have to have a balanced budget amendment in the Constitution or the status quo, because it's the only one that has a chance of passage. And I might add that it really is a strong balanced budget amendment. While it doesn't have those two provisions, it does require a supermajority to not balance the budget in times of, say, a national emergency. It does require a supermajority to raise the debt limit. And it does require an absolute majority to raise taxes, as opposed to the current rule, which is you have to have a majority of those members voting in present. So it does make the standard higher. It does put this principle in the Constitution. The public understands that because 49 out of 50 states have a requirement that they balance their budget, and they expect the federal government to do the same.
A couple of quick follow-ups on what you just said, Congressman. First of all, the fact that most states do require a balanced budget at their own level, does that mean that Congress is going to be the hardest hurdle to clear here? And if you can actually get two-thirds in the House and Senate, that getting 38 states to sign on won't be as hard?
Well, I think certainly each state will look at it from a different vantage point. But since almost all state legislators have to deal with this requirement themselves, and they know that while it's not perfect, it's not a panacea, it doesn't solve your problems for you, but rather forces you to address your problems and set priorities and limit spending that way, I think that the states will ratify it over the next few years.
And Congressman, in terms of the popular will here, it seems like from the polling you suggested that the American people are strongly behind it. From what you've indicated, your own conference is strongly behind it. What argument have you heard from, I guess, what we're seeing is the majority of the House Democrats as to why they don't want this?
Well, I think I don't want to speak for them, but I will. What I have heard is that a number of them have expressed their view that as long as the federal government keeps its debt within a certain percentage of our gross domestic product, that you don't need to balance the budget. Unfortunately, that scenario has not proven to work. Over the last 50 years, the federal government has only balanced its budget six times. So even in good times, when money is coming into the federal government through a growing economy, they've not applied that to pay to the debt except during those 6 years. And otherwise, what they've done is simply pile the debt higher and higher, and that's why we have a $15 trillion debt. That's why we had a recent downgrade of the U.S. Treasury's bond rating by one of the bond rating agencies, and it's I think increasingly a concern to Americans who see what's going on in Europe, where they have not only the same problem, but it's a little further advanced. They want us to address this problem before it gets to be like Greece or Italy or some of the other countries there that are facing default on their government obligations, and it's having a very detrimental impact on the economy and the job creation in those countries.
And when can we expect the vote this coming week, Congressman?
Well, I don't know that the leadership has said the exact day, but I'm expecting it sometime toward the end of the week. And we are working very, very hard to reach out to members on both sides of the aisle to see if we can find the bipartisan support to get to 290.
Well, we'll certainly be tracking it very carefully and closely. Congressman, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Virginia Republican Congressman Bob Goodlatte represents his state's 6th Congressional District, lead sponsor of the balanced budget amendment effort in the House of Representatives, which will hit the floor this coming week. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.